Hey, Tim.
Hey, DL. What? Your voice was high.
My voice was high. You were meeting it.
Yeah, I was just meeting your voice. Hey, DL.
I was having a hormonal flux right there.
Yeah, lots of them.
Hi, Tim. Oh, my gosh. So I'm so excited that I've discovered my tongue.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
What am I talking about?
You're talking about French kissing.
Yeah, like, I think forever, I've never really been that engaged in my tongue and was like, what are you doing in my mouth? And what the fuck? So and all of a sudden.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I think it was, I don't know what it was, a couple weeks ago or something. We had an awesome makeout sesh and you're like, that was my favorite kissing ever. And I was like, really? Wow. And there was lots of tongue involved, and I felt engaged in my tongue, and that was the reason that you loved it so much. So I've been really extra...
Tonguey. With that, welcome to the Intimacy Cadre
Podcast.
Your low-tech podcast about all things intimacy.
And there's a lot of things in the all things category.
So we do more than podcasts. We have had workshops. We do... workshops. We have sex and we talk about sex.
We dance. We go on adventures.
And we had a workshop that we were really excited about that we promoted heavily, even have a whole episode about on this website called The Intimacy Playground. And it was going to happen May 5th through 7th, 2023.
Why do we say was? Why are you saying was?
Because we had to cancel it. You knew that.
I knew that. This is no surprise.
We had to cancel it because we had officially one person sign up. Hey, hi, Jess. Maybe we should.
Hey, one person. If you're listening,
George G.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And,
so we canceled it.
And so no thanks to the listeners for...
Thanks a lot, people.
No, the truth was we really didn't advertise it really that well or a lot. There was stuff going on.
Yeah, that's not the best.
Do you want to talk about what happened inside you for...
What happened inside me?
Yeah. Why we're so you're someone who's an outgoing person. You network easily.
Yeah,
we really rely on you to do a lot of the promotion of the events
because I like talking to people and telling them about our things.
And that's no longer true.
Yes, I'm going through perimenopause, whatever the thing it is. Maybe I'm turning into a different person. Maybe I'm upgrading into a better person, a version of myself. Apparently, that part. Is no longer there.
So you, by no longer there, you mean the part that wants to sell events to people.
Yeah, I think that part is tired in me.
Right. So, and that part is not, by my admission, my strength. I'm not very good at that.
And I was always like, I got this.
Right.
This is one of my superpowers. And it always has been.
But you're in a new town, and you don't
know.
And
I'm in a new body, I'm in a new everything.
And the workshop was something that was new for you, isn't that we haven't done workshops before, but we haven't done weekend workshops before. And that was
so many things.
A lot of intimidating things, so things just didn't quite happen the way we wanted them to.
No, I felt a lot of pressure, which made it not fun.
And because people weren't signing up, from what little we had done from the podcast. And we had a couple flyers up.
Yeah.
Which is actually how the person saw our event and talked about it with some of the people we knew. We didn't get a lot of response from our world of contacts from what little we did, but we didn't do a lot of extra outreach.
Yeah. And mostly the response was like, oh my God, I'm freaked the fuck out to be in a room full of people talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the general consensus.
Even though we've had people come for 2-hour workshops where they weren't freaked the fuck out.
Or maybe they were a little bit.
Right.
But it's only for 2 hours. You know, it's not like that big.
It's a bigger cost commitment. These kind of workshops we don't have a lot of out here in the Rocky Mountains, and especially in Montana. Mm-hmm. The Northern Rockies.
Yeah.
They're quite common on the coasts, mm-hmm. I think, especially in California.
Yeah.
But we feel like intimacy is important everywhere, and there is a niche here, but I think it's really new for people. But we also don't quite know how to reach out to the people who would hear us. Mm. It's never been my forte.
Oh. Yeah, maybe we're ahead of our time, one of those things, even though it feels like something that is so important for everybody.
And it's possible it could work if we like to sell ourselves.
Yeah, which...
which we don't.
Yeah. So we're officially quitting the intimacy cadre. No,
that's not true. What do you think we should be doing if not weekend workshops, if you can't sell those? Because they're big commitments from people. They kind of do need to be sold.
That's the other thing, too, is like the selling piece. Like, I just don't like the money piece, honestly.
I hate the money piece.
Yeah. Why can't we just all do this, do our thing, and everybody's taken care of?
Right. Because spaces cost money, because we don't want to be actually working the jobs we're working in our lives.
Yeah.
And we don't have a society that actually supports one another. We live in a capitalist society. Mm-hmm. And then there are all these messages I feel that's given within the so-called spiritual world that you should be valuing yourself. And the more you value yourself.
Not aligned with money.
Yeah. You need to align yourself.
Yeah.
Which I will say flat out, I don't believe in.
The more impact you make... are making, the more money you're making. There's a lot of things. Like, I've done, like, a lot of the things when it comes to money alignment.
The application of the law of, so-called law of attraction. Do you want to explain what the law of attraction
is? Well, no.
No? Look it up. Most of you listening probably have heard of it.
But I like the law of attraction, though. Like, there is an energetic sense to that. Like,
if you're going
to
talk about it, we should define it.
I don't know if I have a definition. It's not like... right here in the front of my brain. Basically, it's how you are vibrating, whatever your frequency is vibrating at, you're going to attract back, that more of that into your life.
Back towards you.
Yeah.
Which to me is partially true.
Yeah.
And partially not true, because I think there are all kinds of social circumstances that people are in that they could be vibrating beautifully. If you're a poor person in the global South, maybe a poor person of color, poor woman, person of color in the global South, you probably may not have a choice when some army runs through your village and takes everything from you. And it seems a little far-fetched to say it's because you weren't vibrating at the correct frequency that happened to you.
Yeah.
It's probably not what people mean exactly, but I think that's, you can take things to their logical extreme. And if you can take things to their logical extreme, you have to say, well, what is it? To what extent are the social aspects of things important? And to what extent is it you who has control over what you manifest in your life? I believe we have some control, and we also live in a much bigger world.
Yeah. Than that. I feel like my perspective has been opened a lot around those kind of things since I've known you. And at the same time, too, we met each other.
Right.
Right? There's something about us being ready for each other and radiating some kind of frequency that was attracting each other.
Anyhow, we are not giving up the intimacy project. We are still going to possibly do workshops. We're talking about doing another sex chat. Mm-hmm. We don't have a date, probably in early June. We're going to be speaking in Jackson at a something.
That's something. It's something
that had a date that no longer has a date.
Yes.
But we've been invited to speak.
Yeah.
And that should be beautiful if you're in Jackson, Wyoming at a time we don't know yet. We'd love to see you at a place.
I think. We don't know yet, no.
Yeah, that's been not said yet either.
So, feel silly to even talk about it. Still in its birthing process.
But we have those things. At least in the works.
Yeah, to be invited to something is really awesome.
I think that's where we're coming at. We would like people to invite us.
Yeah. Even if it's just to your living room.
We would like to do one-on-one or two-on-two mm-hmm. kinds of work. Or
yeah.
Two-on-one, which sounds bad. We'll work, in other words, we'll work with individuals or couples.
I'm like most attracted to working with couples.
And I really don't care.
Yeah, you don't care?
Yeah.
I'm most attracted to the sexuality piece and how intimacy plays into that as well.
Correct.
As far as working with couples.
And I'm open to all of it because I think the communication and all the other pieces of intimacy are...
I'm open to those things and the things I most feel drawn to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're so if you're in the Bozeman area, for instance, and I want to hang out with us, we'd love to hang out with you and have a chat about intimacy. You don't have to pay us because we don't care about money right now.
Or if your relationship, chat about that.
And we can figure out what. We have some tools, so if you want some time,
we'll figure out
arrangements, financial or otherwise, what it makes everyone comfortable for our time and our whatever you feel. You know, if you don't feel comfortable with a free event, we do value ourselves. We do think we have some great things to share.
That's a really interesting speed bump to get over. It's like, I want to do these things and not have any like money exchange.
Right.
But then there's like the whole thing about like, you should quote unquote be exchanging some kind of energy. And like, there's the whole kind of spiritual side of all of this that like, I don't 100% buy into. Like, why can't we just like pour our love and what we're doing and what we're into the community?
I feel like I'm getting tons of energy from the interactions and
totally
participating, facilitating, holding space, whatever I'm doing.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
So sharing skills and having that received does feel like an energetic gift back to me.
Yeah, true.
That builds me up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we may have expenses and time and, you know, there are all kinds of things we may need. People are in different classes. There could be people who are wealthier than us who, you know, we'll take your money. Sure. I have no problem.
We still need money, unfortunately. And this isn't like a money-hating podcast or anything because, like, it's just complicated.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Well, it's...
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't want to come off as one of those people that's like, money's not spiritual and blah, 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 da, 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 da.
Anyhow, we're trying to figure things out, but we're going to continue to podcast. We're going to continue to have workshops. We're going to continue to know people, and we may do things formally, informally. We're willing to travel.
Yes, please. Sign us up for somewhere
we'll have
folks warm.
If you aren't in the Bozeman area, even though I'm really drawn to doing some in-person things, I think we're open to having those conversations over the telephone.
We are open, aren't we?
Yeah, I think I'm open to it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty open to it. It's not my first desire. My first desire is to do
in
things
person.
In my community.
Yeah, for sure.
Secondarily, yeah, I'm open to talking about intimacy with
because
everybody.
There's the global community. There's the there's different levels of community. Our listeners.
Yes. Anyhow. Yeah, it's been a challenging conversation for us to try to figure this out, to try to figure out what it is we want to do, how much we're invested. It's a relation. This is part of our relationship. So figuring this out is a relationship issue for us as well. And that's been challenging, to be quite frank.
Mm-hmm. This I know.
We're not really feeling challenged at the moment. It feels like we're trying to regenerate a conversation. I'm trying to regenerate parts of a conversation we've already had.
Yeah.
So that the listeners could understand
where we are.
A piece
Do you think they
the
care?
Process. I don't know if they care, but I think in relationships, everybody is trying to say, what is our relationship about? What is it we're about? If they're not doing that, I'm a little wondering what the relationship is. But
anybody out there who's in relationship.
Whoever's in relationship, what is our relationship about? It could be as simple as we get along with each other and we love hanging out and it's fun. It could be that simple. That's what they're about. Or they could be like, no, we want to change the world. I don't think I necessarily want to change the world because that feels too big for me, but I want to be in my community. I want my relationship to go into the community and be part of it and have that be a reflection of the relationship. And so our work here doesn't feel like it's just work. It feels like this is also what I consider essential, a piece of the essentialness of our essentialness. What is essential to our relationship? And
giant pause.
You feel what?
I feel what?
What do you feel? Like, this was our conversation, and I think I was wondering how much you felt that, too. Like, how important it was for you, for your relationship, to have an outward expression into the world.
Well, I guess I haven't ever experienced it before until now, and I think it's lovely and wonderful and exciting, and sometimes it takes me a minute to get used to it, mm-hmm. because I've always done my own thing.
By your own thing, you mean you had a relationship and that was one thing.
Yeah.
And then you had all your work you were doing, your energy yeah. work or all whatever the other things you were doing. Mm-hmm. And that was your public facing, and the two did not Mm-mm. interact very much. Mm-mm. And that's true for my life as well, for the most part. There have been exceptions where the things I really cared about I was doing with my partner, at least for part of that time. But I have not had that, and I've wanted it. It's felt important to me, especially having had a taste of that in a previous relationship, that I don't like having, I don't like being scattered. I want to feel integrated mm-hmm. in my relationship, and I want my relationship to be about something. I don't want it to just be about each other. I don't want this solipsistic, you know, just you, me, that's the only world that matters kind of relationship. Nor do I want it separate. Like, we have our world, and then there's this world over here, and then there's this world over there. It's not that I want us to have to do everything together or not have independence, but I want our relationship to not simply be about each other at the same time.
Yeah, when I left my marriage, that was one of my things, was to be fully integrated in a relationship. I'd never experienced that, and I feel like I still need some practice. Well, I'm practicing.
Part of it is you wanting to do some of the things that I want to do. Part mm-hmm. of it is me wanting to do some of the things you want to do. Some of it is creating together and figuring out what that
yeah.
is together. And that's what the intimacy cadre to me is. You've often said you felt like this was my idea, but mm-hmm. I don't feel like that's the form it's taken necessarily as my idea. I feel like that's our idea. Just because I've cared about intimacy for a long time doesn't mean I knew that I was going to be doing intimacy work. Exactly.
Well, I feel like I came into this relationship and you were more fully formed in that part of you and understanding that part of you. And it felt really new to me. So then that's why it felt more like your thing, because mm-hmm. it's something that you have,
yeah,
you already have. And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm just learning this and I'm going to come along for a ride on your thing.
Which is not what I want.
I know.
And
these
are the conversations we've been having.
Yeah.
To figure out what feels good for both of us. And I think you were under the conception that I had to be doing weekend workshops and I had to be. And that turns out is not true. Like, mm-hmm. I care about intimacy. Whether we were doing organic farming, I'd be caring about the intimacy of the people doing the farming. If we were doing anything, I'd care about that piece. I was an anti-war activist. That's what I cared about, was the cohesiveness of the group and making sure that we were some reflection of what anti-war meant to me.
Now that I understand that part of you, it feels a lot more open. All of it.
So we're going to do the intimacy playground now?
Just feeling that's what I thought. For some reason, I was locked into this, like, oh my gosh, this is what I'm committing to and locking into forever. there's that whole trapped thing theme that's coming, that came up again. It's like, oh my God, like, I don't know if this is what I want for myself, but wanting to do something with you that's important to you, that's where I had my conflict inside of me. Mm-hmm. So understanding that that's not exactly how you feel was really helpful. It took me a minute to understand that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you do now.
I know. Like, how could I not, how did I get that wrong?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you, the listeners, have ideas on how she got it wrong. You've listened to now 28 of our podcasts, some of you.
28? Holy moly.
Anyhow, we maybe can start wrapping this up. We're going to go dancing tonight, mm-hmm. which is as much fun as doing podcasts.
Yes.
And we would love to hear from you if you have ideas on what we're talking about, which is kind of an open conversation, or want to work with us one-on-one, two-on-two.
This felt like a little bit more of a challenging conversation to have on a podcast.
Yeah, it was quite real.
But all of our conversations are real. Yeah, this one is just real one that's
we don't have it fully formed.
Yeah.
We're figuring it out.
Yeah.
But we would still love to hear from you, or check out our website, intimacycadre.org. Don't sign up for the Intimacy Playground, which I haven't taken off the website yet as of the posting of this. Mm. And also, you can write to us at intimacycadre@gmail.com.
Sexy voice.
Okay, until next time, hopefully on a more defined topic. But I felt like we owed it to you to tell you that we weren't doing the playground and let you inside behind the hood of an intimate conversation about doing intimacy work.
Yeah, and my perspective was more like, oh my God, we failed. Like, this is embarrassing. I don't think we should talk about it. I didn't tell you that part.
No, but I'm not surprised. It's not an easy conversation.
No.
Because we did fail.
Yeah, we failed.
And that's part of intimacy, is owning those
but
things.
But then broadcasting it, like literally.
Yeah, well, we're taking...
We just failed!
We're taking one for the team.
Yeah.
I hope people can relate to this.
Yeah.
And say, yeah, you just figure things out from there.
Yep.
All right. I think that's it.
That's it. That's a wrap.
Bye, everybody.
Do we get to kiss after this one?
Sure.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Have great tongue kissing, everybody.
And great sex.
Bye.